It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Governor Jared Polis intends to call state lawmakers into special session soon to work on COVID-19 relief funding. Polis has not indicated yet when that would occur. The legislature's regular session is scheduled to begin January 13th. COVID hospitalizations in Colorado hit another record Monday, almost 1,300 people being treated in the hospital. That's taking its toll on frontline healthcare workers. Kyle Mollica is an emergency department nurse at Presbyterian St. Luke's in Denver. He tells Colorado Matters it's hard to work in this environment for as long as they have.
A lot of healthcare workers, you know, were being called heroes and a lot of appreciation showed, but we're normal people. We have families we want to get home to as well, and this is tough.
Mollica is also a Colorado state representative. He's urging people to follow public health guidelines to slow the spread of the virus. The election was 2 weeks ago, but the county offices that ran it are still busy across Colorado. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they're now performing a required ballot audit.
The idea is to ensure the accuracy of the state's ballot scanning machines by rechecking randomly selected ballots by hand. Amber McReynolds is the head of the National Vote at Home Institute, which advocates for states to adopt policies like this. She says risk-limiting audits can enhance trust in elections and make them run more smoothly.
Because the RLA is so specific and so technical, and it gives that assurance that the outcome is the outcome, that we're probably going to see a reduction of recount requests.
McReynolds says several other states have also started trying out risk-limiting election audits, but Colorado remains at the forefront in implementing them. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Winter is on the way, and some of Colorado's most popular seasonal roads are closed. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Independence Pass between Leadville and Aspen, Kebler Pass between Crested Butte and Paonia, and Cottonwood Pass between Crested Butte and Buena Vista. They're all closed for the season. Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park is also partially closed after a wildfire burned through a few weeks ago. That road typically closes in late October anyway. There are alternative routes, but plan for a major detour until they reopen again next spring. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The weather today is mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s around Denver. 60s in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.